welcome to another Cup of Joe podcast on this Friday, February the 7th. And wherever you are, whenever you are listening to this, I wish you God's grace. I wish you God's life. I wish you God's goodness. Let's start with the elephant in the room. Where have I been the last 4 weeks? I've been right here. And I've been trying to podcast. And my host, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, but my host, for some reason, gosh, this happens to me every 6 months, at least 6 months ago and a year ago. Something just happens that all of a sudden my uploaded pods don't get sent out to my feeds. And usually a little back and forth between me and them, and this gets fixed, but it's not happened yet. So you may be listening to this very soon. You may be listening to this a month from now, hopefully when all this gets done. But there's going to be a number of podcasts that get downloaded at once. Feel free to listen if you'd like. We're past the times when those readings were given to us, but yeah, I'm working on it. I haven't gone on vacation, haven't stopped. Here I am. And it really is, you know, February, and usually I do it a day before, but February 7th is when I'm uploading this. So yeah, not sure when it'll be there for you, but let's hope and pray. Okay, we are going to take a look at the readings for this coming weekend, or as you listen to this, maybe a month from now, 4 weeks ago, but it's the fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time. And there's some good ones, and I always say that. I know, but I really mean it when I say it. Going to be somewhat familiar, certainly the gospel anyway, but I think the first reading will too, if not from a reading, from a song. And I'm sure you'll know what song I'm talking about after you hear it. But it's Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 2a, and then 3 to 8, okay? And then our gospel is Luke 5, verses 1 to 11. So again, however it is, brothers and sisters, that you prepare yourself, open yourself, ready yourself to receive the word of God, I invite you to do that at this time, that that word may find a good home within you. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a high and lofty throne, with the train of his garment filling the temple. Seraphim were stationed above. They cried to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. All the earth is full of his glory." At the sound of that cry, the frame of the door shook, and the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, "Woe is me, I am doomed, for I am a man of unclean lips, living among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, holding an ember that he had taken with tongs from the altar. He touched my mouth with it and said, "See, now that this has touched your lips, your wickedness is removed, your sin purged." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" "Here I am," I said, "send me." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And as always, brothers and sisters, if there was a word, an idea, a phrase, a thought, an image, a vision, whatever it would be, allow the Spirit of God to work within you through whatever that was. Just sit with it, chew on it, allow it to burrow within, and let God do what God needs to do through that, okay? Whether that is now or later, that is your gift, and that is God's present to you today, okay? A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing. But at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come help them. They came and filled both boats so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. My friends, the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I don't think there's anything I can say that carries more power than what we just heard. I mean, that gospel, oh my, right? So, let me start with a story. It's a true story. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the name Anthony DeMello. If not, it'd be wonderful to do a little research and learn more about him. But Anthony DeMello was, one, a Jesuit priest. Two, he was a storyteller. Three, he was raised in India. He was born in Bombay, grew up there. But there's a story about Anthony that he tells, that when he was in high school, he came home one day and he told his father, he's like, "I would like to become a Catholic priest." And his father said, "Nope, you can't do that. You're my only son, and I need you to carry on the family name." Well, Anthony, went back to his life, went back to high school with that understanding that he would, of course, honor the wishes of his father. Shortly thereafter, his mother, who had been childless for 14 years, became pregnant. And 9 months later, as she was rushed to the hospital and gave birth, Anthony heard that she was giving birth, and he ran 4 miles in bare feet to the hospital. And when he got there, he ran up to the room, approached his father, and said, "Is it a boy or a girl?" And his father looked down at him and said, "You have a baby brother." And Anthony said, "That's so fantastic. Now I can become a priest." Brothers and sisters, that's the energy, right? That's the enthusiasm. That's the mission. That's the excitement that both Isaiah and Peter and James and John felt today. This is not something that just took place in Scripture so many years ago. It is happening now. One of my favorite quotes, my sister turned me on to it, St. Joan of Arc, when she was leading this crusade, this event in France, right, to correct the wrongs that were going on. And she was an 18, 19-year-old girl. And they looked at her and said, "Aren't you afraid?" And she said, "No, I'm not afraid. I was born for this." Yes, yes. Brothers and sisters, we do not have to be afraid of who we are. That's what Jesus is telling us. That's what God in the first reading is telling us. Isaiah is having this vision, right? And he goes up to the kingdom, and he's there at the Bema seat. He's there at the throne of God. He's there at the center of all things. And there is God in his throne. And of course, in Scripture, we know that if one sees the living God, one perishes, right? Which is not a morbid thing, brothers and sisters. We cannot see the Word of God and go on being who we were before. That person perishes and we become somebody new. That is a truth the Jewish brothers and sisters carried for us, right? But Isaiah is concerned for his life. I mean, here they are, right? I mean, those words that they were saying at the throne of God are familiar to us. At least they should be, right? Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. All the earth is filled with his glory. We say it every Mass before we kneel, right? We say it before the altar when our God is going to come down to us in the consecration in this simple bread and wine, which doesn't protest. It simply says, I'm just wet bread, I'm just wine, but if you want to fill me, go ahead and do it. Okay? Because God can do whatever God wants to do. And we kneel before that throne, as it were. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. All the earth, heaven and earth are full of his glory. We sing it. But Isaiah sees all this, and he says, this is a bad day. Bad news. Woe, I am doomed. I am a person of unclean lips, living among a people of unclean lips, yet my eyes have seen the Lord, the God of hosts. I'm doomed because he knows he's going to die then, because one cannot see God and live. But this seraphim, this angel, flies to him, and taking one of these embers from before the altar in which the incense, you know, is rising, he touches the lips of Isaiah, making not just his lips, but all of him clean, right? Think Peter, right? It's no accident. Think Peter getting his feet washed. He's washed, therefore all of him is clean, right? You and I were baptized. Oh, but you weren't fully immersed. You were sprinkled. You were washed, therefore all is clean. That's what we're learning here, right? Okay? These readings are just like they are perfectly go together. And Isaiah knows, okay, he has now been made clean and he's going to live. And immediately after that, he hears the voice of God. I mean, honestly, this brought me to tears when I read it this morning. He hears the voice of God saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? It's like a beautiful rhetorical question. God isn't putting it out there for the seraphim. He's not putting it out there for the saints and martyrs who are all gathered before him. He's putting it out there for one person and one person alone. But yet, all of heaven holds its breath to see if Isaiah will answer. And Isaiah, like Anthony DeMello, says, oh, thanks be to God, now I can be a priest. Because that, by the way, is what Isaiah was studying for. Here I am, he raises his hand, send me. Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. So this, of course, that's the song I referred to earlier, Here I Am. It takes this imagery and the imagery that Samuel has when he's sleeping in the night and he runs to Eli three times. He says, I heard you calling. I heard you calling. The Lord says, you know, because at the end of every verse, right, it says, whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. The question still rings in the air. Brothers and sisters, God is not asking it for those in heaven. But all of heaven awaits your answer. All of heaven holds its breath and awaits what you and I will say to that request. Whom shall I send? Oh, but Joe. Oh, but God. Oh, but whatever. I'm too unclean. If you knew me, you wouldn't do it, right? If you knew what I thought, if you knew what I did, here's what I know. I know that Isaiah said he was a person of unclean lips, living among a people of unclean lips, but that didn't stop God from cleansing him and saying, all right, are you going to go? I know that Peter, when he realizes who Jesus is, the same way that Isaiah did. And really, there's a beautiful understanding in that, in knowing that God is ultimate holy and good, and I am not. I mean, that's a self-understanding, a self-awareness that every one of us need to know. And we need to fall before God and say, depart from me, for I am a sinful woman or I am a sinful man. Because we are. But God lifts us up and he, takes an ember and touches us with it and cleanses it, or B, looks at us, lifts us up and says, do not be afraid. I can work with you. Now you will be catching people. God meets us where we are. God loves us where we are. And God says, I can use you. But all of heaven awaits our response. Will we follow? Peter, James, and John left everything and followed immediately. They saw not only what this God can do, but more, they knew they were in the presence of holiness. This calling of the disciples makes much more sense to me than the one in Mark and Matthew, right? In the one in Mark and Matthew, they're working in their boats, and Jesus is just walking along the shore, and he goes up to them and says, come follow me, and they leave, and they go follow. They leave Zebedee, they leave their boats, they leave their mothers, they leave their nets, they leave everything. But this one, I mean, that's fine. That's all good. But this one, they're like, I've seen what you do. I know who you are and I know who I am. But God reassures them and says, but I can work with you. Don't be afraid of who you are. I see you and I love you. And in being close to me, I have invited you. I have called you. Let that love that I have for you right now, me really seeing you and I know you, let that love call you to action, because that's what it does. Brothers and sisters, on this fifth Sunday in ordinary time, our God knows us. He knows us fully. Do we know ourselves as fully? And do we allow the God of the universe to love us today in this space? And God continues to ask this rhetorical question, who will go for us? Whom shall I send? And all of heaven holds its breath and awaits your and my response. Let's pray. So we begin in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The fourth luminous mystery, the Transfiguration. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, I do not know when you will be listening to this, but I wish you every good, and I thank you for being with me. May your week be filled with all good blessings. Be well.